Hey everybody, it is Suzanne here with another energy update. If you haven't heard these before, they are basically some of my clients that I work on anonymously offer their client session information so that I can give some really interesting stories on how energy works while at the same time possibly offering some lessons of what we as human beings are up against on kind of a collective basis here. While traversing this ascension process. And today I had an extremely pertinent one that I wanted to share, because not only did this happen for this client, but I've experienced it as well as have other clients of mine, but even more so within the last month. I just wrote about this particular subject in my Vibe Tribe. And if you're not a Vibe Tribe member, what that is it's an online community of like-minded people where it's a subscription-based program that I have on my website, and you can check it out if you choose to. It is a program that comes with information every single month on what is pertinent or happening in the world right now. And I just literally wrote about the dark night of the soul about 2 months ago in Vibe Tribe. And that's what this particular client was really kind of experiencing, and I want to share it because not only does this happen to, you know, one person or two people, it happens to many, many, many people. And by the way, it can happen in various degrees, and it can repeat pattern, because a lot of this journey of the dark night of the soul, or doing shadow work or dark side work, meaning going into the fear center within us, is something that we, if we're doing personal journeying in any way, will come up against, because it's very, very real. And it goes to the root of the problem, and that will bring you directly, by the way, to the root chakra, because the root chakra is where we carry our beliefs. And so if you're not familiar with what the concept of the dark night of the soul is, basically there's a ton of information out there online, but to just kind of make it very quickly clear, it means when one comes up against like a metaphoric of sorts death in many, many ways in their life all at once. It feels like a crashing down period. It feels like you're dying in a lot of different ways, because it's metaphorically you are, because in essence, you're releasing a lot of things of fear that no longer serve you. These are not fun times. They're dark periods. A lot of people feel like they're going crazy, or they've lost their mind, or they're technically losing everything. And in this particular client's case, it is showing up in very many arenas, which is very typical. It will show up in your relationships that dissolve or break up tragically. It will show up in your job where you get fired or let go, or you can't find one. It will show up in your parenting, in your finances, in your every arena of working with other human beings and then some. It will be families. It will be social structures. It will be ultimately your health. And in this particular client's case, what took her to her knees was she literally has been having health issues and now ended up breaking an ankle. Oftentimes, we will find spirit, or our higher self or our source energy, does something pretty drastic to us to slow us down if we don't listen to the littler signs along the way that we are being nudged to actually do some work in terms of dark night of the soul work and or shadow work. Shadow work is simply, like I said, going to the fear places, the things that we put in really tidy little boxes on the shelf way back in the closet and don't want to deal with. And it's kind of silly because they're always there and they're always kind of like losing fuel. You know, I equate it sometimes to, for a client to understand how this loses fuel, I equate it to if you've got your cell phone running 8 million apps at one time and you haven't closed those apps, and for some reason you can't figure out why your battery keeps running out. So for your body and your mind and your soul, if you haven't dug out those shadow things that you put away on a box, they're sucking your energy field or your battery dry, just like an app does on a cell phone. And it ultimately will deplete our energy field, running a negative fear-based energy. And it ultimately then will start to take down each of those sandboxes that we play in, whether it's our job, our relationships, our kids, or and our health. And then sometimes it's usually the health that takes us physically down to the extent of it slows the body down enough to give us the opportunity to examine quite possibly where these anchors are and these core beliefs are stored. Now, in this particular person's case, she is having to slow down to make this happen. And in this particular person's case, she is a divorced mother of two children, and it is difficult because she is trying very, very hard to make it all work, juggling, you know, part-time jobs because the career job was taken away, really not being able to make ends meet, which is so many of us out there right now, people. You know, bouncing kids back and forth between shared custody, having threats on that custody battle, having threats on, you know, I'm taking the home, so now you don't have anywhere to live, and on this goes. And she definitely is not the only one. And that's why we share these things, because this is not one particular person's story. This is many, many, many of us have this story going on in maybe a little bit of a different paradigm shift or tweak to it, but pretty much the same thing, because we are all being challenged to traverse this dark night of the soul as individuals, because what's happening is we are being forced to traverse this dark night of the soul as a collective humanity. And we can see this as every arena starts to crumble as a collective human race. And we can see the challenges and the fear-based crumbling and belief systems in, you know, not only just our politics. It is the I'm right, you're wrong in everything. And it is the black and white duality. And it is in our legal system. It is in our medicine system. It is in our, you know, obviously in our educational system. It is in all systems, because these systems are supposed to be dug deeply into and re-examined by all of us as individuals and collectively to quite possibly dismantle them. And that's what happens when you do this dark night of the soul work. It feels like the entire world is crumbling underneath your feet, and therefore the fear of death, and sometimes this is metaphoric, but sometimes it even feels like it's a real death. I'm losing everybody, I'm losing everything, and I'm losing my mind, comes into play. And we are right in the middle of this as a collective human race. And we are, whether we know it or not, traversing the dark night of the soul as a collective human race in many, many ways. So it is important for us, if we choose to see it this way, do our own individualized work. Because again, we always have a micro-macro relationship with everything that has to do with energy. If I, as an individual Suzanne, clean up my so-called house, I take those boxes out of the back attic, or I take them down off the shelf, and I dismantle those fear belief systems inside of them, and I release all of that fear programming, the battery source changes into a love-based fuel, and I start to be able to once again manifest, and I start to be able to work with divine guidance and divine timing, and I start to be able to bring back to my soul alignment with my higher self. And when I do that as an individual, that assists, whether I want to believe it or not, the collective. It brings more love and light and balance into the collective. And this is when one can really own the fact that, yeah, one person can change the world. And not that we can directly receive that change like, oh my God, that changed the world. But it is indeed a ripple effect. And it does go into this collective grid pattern. So I very much believe in having the courage to go into these dark night works or shadow works. And oftentimes what we find when we do, you know, pull up the courage to go in and examine these things, we find oftentimes that they're not as scary as we thought, because we've already had the experience. Most humans are scared of the scared, which then makes us scared of the scared of the scared, and it gets bigger and bigger, and we eventually just are scared, and we don't even know what we're scared of. And so having the courage to actually open up each of the individual boxes and really disassemble this bigger so-called scared is very courageous, but very needed, because oftentimes we're like, wow, really? That's it? And we can move forward very quickly, and we can change these paradigms and change these patterns. Now, the one thing I wanted to bring up with this particular client and share is that each of us, in my opinion, in doing energy work, has a core vital life force energy of the universe as a favorite fuel. What that means is we oftentimes will yearn to work with earth or wind or water or fire. And we will like be drawn to one of those. Oftentimes it's a combination. We will find ourselves gravitating. That's the word I was trying to find. Gravitating towards one of those more, I don't know, often or more comfortably, because that will be our primary fuel. And what that means is, as primary fuel, is it gives us a joy factor. It gives our meat and bone body and our soul and our emotions and our mental frame a different fuel. It raises our spiritual field. And if we know what that is, it's important for us to listen to it and honor to it and work with it, especially during any dark night challenging times. And this particular client holds what I would call the mermaid archetype, meaning she loves the water, specifically ocean. She looks like a beautiful mermaid. Physically, you could put a tail on her and put her on the side of the water on a rock, and it's, you know, the gorgeous, beautiful mermaid. She holds the essence of that mermaid and knows inherently in her heart when she's around the actual oceanic water, even versus a lake or a stream. In her case, the oceanic water will ignite her soul and give her that freedom feeling. And it's important that we need to figure that out and align to it if we choose to for fuel. And in her case, she knows that she's super drawn to the coastal, you know, regions. And this is specifically the California, you know, coastal, upper coastal area with the whales and the fish and the water and the sands. And her heart sings out there. And yet she's trying to fight that yearning because she wants to be a responsible parent and an adult and be closer to her children. Now, I'm not saying everybody runs off and leaves their kids. That's not what I'm saying. But what we need to, if we choose, understand is that we have to fill our souls. We have to find a balance and a stability within our soul. And we have to look outside of the so-called, quote-unquote, normal boxes that everybody's working in to make our family structures work differently so that everybody wins. And if indeed we need to possibly move our family or do a shared kind of a situation or change things up so that my physicality aligns to my source energy more, if that is really important, it's something to really look at and it's something to talk about and it's something to work through. Many, many times you don't necessarily have to use the physical body move to garner that fuel. You can maybe work with the whale sounds. You can work with the water differently. You can work with the lake and just intent an ocean. But there's many, many people out there that are drawn to the extent of the physical body needs to move. And this is a very, very real thing. And I think that we have to stop berating ourselves and knocking ourselves over the head and saying, I can't, I should, I need to, I don't. All these limitations that we put on ourselves on behalf of others sometimes is very difficult because we're not living in that joy factor and manifesting the true life that we want and need to do in terms of joy and balance and soul. And there are always, and I'm going to say always again, different ways to do things. We have free will and free choice that gives us unlimited amounts of creativity in how to make things work. And I think when we are in the middle of the dark night of the soul work, we can't see that because it's all just dark. We can't see the spectrum of color choice. We can't see a different way because we are literally programmed in fear. And these kinds of journeys can bring us back to the spectrum of light, meaning I don't even just have red. I have from deep, dark, you know, rustic red all the way up to magenta, all the way up to cherry red, all the way up to pinks, all the way up to, you know, I mean, the spectrum is endless, hence meaning our choices are endless to make things work. And we need to be very, very aware of our fuel and we need to be aware of our alignment to source energy versus bending down to in angst and anger and fear and limitation, all of these old belief programs. So, this is something that is very real for many, many clients, not just this one, but it came forward today right on the heels of writing it for the Vibe Tribe. And if you are a Vibe Tribe member, go back and look at that particular month on Dark Night of the Soul because there's much more information and there's a full meditation and all the information to back up this is right there in your monthly program. And if you are not a Vibe member or and are interested, you can always find that information on my site. But I literally just wrote about it probably last month or maybe even possibly the month before, because this is happening very real time for all of us as individuals. Maybe you haven't hit that place or space, or maybe you've already gone through it. Maybe it has come to you in a easy way or not quite so dark way, and quite possibly it's coming back in a deeper way. This is kind of like onion work. We peel off a layer and we find another deeper one. So oftentimes dark night work can come back and resurface later, deeper, harder. And that frustrates some of us because we feel like we already did that work. But to me, that indicates that you're actually being able to even go deeper, which is a gift. So again, paradigm shift that if you choose to see that, oh, it's not that I failed and I didn't do this well enough the first time. It's actually the flip side of, God, I did this so well. I can even take it on stronger and deeper now because I'm that balanced. And we need to look at it that way if we choose to, because this work is never ending because it's a collective work. And we as a humanity need to be looking at these boxes and dusting them off and taking them down and opening them up and fighting for our truths and finding our fuel. And this is an important, important subject matter. So again, these energy updates are very small snippets to just give you something to ponder and something to think about. And there's lots and lots of information out there on the internet and in books and meditations to assist you through the dark night of the soul work. And it's all about energy work. And whether you find a practitioner or whether you do it yourself or whether you run off and do it in a retreat scenario, whatever, if it enters your life, please, please remember this little snippet of information and take it with a love-based kind of like viewpoint that this is an opportunity. My life isn't falling apart. I actually, from a higher perspective, am bringing this in so that this meat body experience can be more joyful in the long run. So hopefully that helps anybody out there and gives you a little new perspective. And again, thanks for listening and cosmic hugs. We'll talk again soon.